Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second, the right fielder, Butch Weiss. Batting third, the shortstop, Howard Fraygaugh. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Art John. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ralph Michaels. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Mandy Brooks. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth, the pitcher, George Milstead. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, George Milstead. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Doc Gautreau. Batting second, the shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting third, the right fielder, Les Mann. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dick Burris. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Gus Felix. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Andy High. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mickey O'Neill. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rube Marquardt. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Rube Marquardt. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Howard Fraygaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraygaugh hits a fly ball into center field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau hits a fly ball into right field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mann moves to second. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix hits a line drive into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fraygaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fraga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Milstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milstead is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Grimm moves to second. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Mann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rube Marquardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Gautreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-1 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mann hits a fly ball into right field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 0-for-1 in the game. Fraga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a fly ball into center field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fraga moves to second. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive towards left. Nays chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Nays. Fraga scores. Michaels moves to third. Brooks moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Mann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Michaels tags and scores. Brooks tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett is walked intentionally. George Milstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Milstead hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burris takes first base on ball 4. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 0-for-1 in the game. Felix hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fraga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burris moves to second. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett fires to second and picks off Burris for the out. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0 for 1 in the game. High hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0 for 1 in the game. Nays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of John. Nays reaches second base with a double. Felix goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Cubs. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nays scores. It's Cubs, 2, Braves, 2. Rube Marquardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Marquardt hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Brooks. Marquardt reaches second base with a double. O'Neill goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Braves. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gautreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fraga hits a ball on the ground for a single. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by O'Neill for a passed ball. Fraga moves to second. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fraga scores. It's Cubs, 3, Braves, 3. Ralph Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John moves to third. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of man. Brooks reaches second base with a double. John scores. Michaels moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Brooks scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Rosie Ryan now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hartnett hits a line drive into center field. Felix picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Felix. Grimm moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. George Milstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milstead is 0 for 2 in the game. Milstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 3. the Braves will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 2 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Padgett now playing shortstop. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Mann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Felix is chasing the ball. Weiss rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 7-3, Cubs. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. John hits a fly ball into right field. Mann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Felix hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of John who is chasing the ball. Felix reaches third base with a triple. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hartnett. Felix scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Cubs. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0 for 2 in the game. High takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fragaugh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Cooney pinch hits for Rosie Ryan. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams misplays the ball. That's an error on Adams. O'Neill moves to second. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gautreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Smith now pitching. Ralph Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brooks bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Milstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milstead is 0 for 3 in the game. Milstead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Ernie Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett strikes out. 1 out. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fraga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burris hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fraga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Padgett fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. John hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of man who is chasing the ball. John reaches third base with a triple. Fraga goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Cubs. Ralph Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Michaels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Felix takes first base on ball 4. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, High hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix moves to second. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. High moves to second. 1 out. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milstead throws to second for 1, and Fraga throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. High scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 8-5, Cubs. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Frago fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Grimm bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Brooks moves to second. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nays. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Brooks scores. It's 9-5, Cubs. George Milstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milstead is 0-for-4 in the game. Milstead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hartnett moves to third. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Adams moves to third. It's 10-5, Cubs. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Fraga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams scores. Weiss moves to third. It's 11-5, Cubs. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. John hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Fraga moves to second. It's 12-5, Cubs. Ralph Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Man settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gautreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of John. Gautreau reaches second base with a double. Ernie Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett is 0-for-1 in the game. Padgett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gautreau scores. It's 12-6, Cubs. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milstead fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Mann moves to second. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burris hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Felix hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and Boston Braves, 6. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.